The Interior Department is opening 8 regional climate change response centers in the country, including one in Alaska. It's part of a new effort to coordinate the department's work on climate change. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar signed an order yesterday intended to address the impacts of climate change on the country's lands, waterways, wildlife, and cultural resources.
The Department of Interior must continue to change how it does business and to respond to the energy and climate change challenges, which I consider to be the signature issues of the 21st century.
As part of the new plan, Salazar will head a climate change response council made up of each of the Interior Department's assistant deputies and bureau heads. The department includes the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the National Park Service, Fish and Wildlife, among others. Salazar says they often work independently of one another.
The time where this department operated under silos is a time that's over. What we do now within our National Park Service needs to be connected up to what we're doing with water and science and USGS and Bureau of Reclamation and what we're doing with the wildlife refuges of the nation. So the creation of this council will ensure that we have the across-the-board approach to dealing with the challenges of climate change and new energy for our country.
The Climate Change Response Council will meet in the coming months to decide where in the state to base the Alaska Center and plans to announce its location by the end of the year. Interior Department Science Advisor Dr. Kit Batten says Alaska is critical to the department's work on climate change.
Alaskans are already experiencing the impacts of climate change at twice the rate of other parts of the world. And so these significant impacts, in a way, unfortunately, Alaska is experiencing first and foremost. And so as this place where we have so many different resources that the Department of the Interior needs to protect in terms of natural resources, cultural resources, clean water, it just makes a lot of sense to have one of these centers placed in Alaska.
Batten says they're also concerned about climate change impacts on Alaska Native communities. The 8 regional centers will be funded by $10 million in the president's budget through the U.S. Geological Survey. The Interior Department hopes to build on that money and get more funding through the budgeting process for its overall climate change initiative.